So you're in love with your twin flame, but right now you're not in like with them. If you had to explain this relationship right now, you probably would feel like you have a loss of words because it's something you can't put in a box or you can't put your finger on. Why do I love this person when they treat me this way? I'm sure this sounds familiar to so many people on the twin flame journey. So before you can actually give your own self a fresh start, it's going to be important that you give your twin flame a fresh start so that you can have a new beginning and step into the highest, most authentic version of yourself in full freedom. So stay tuned because in this video, I'm going to share 5 tips with you that can help you give your twin flame a fresh start as well. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join my 10-day Fresh Start Challenge and make sure to sign up and get your free Restart Guidebook. You can check out the link below. I want to thank everyone that has voted for the Twin Flame Ascension card deck. I will be in Denver for the trade show, the INANCE trade show, which is a trade show for conscious living. It's also known as the International New Age Trade Show. If you're in the Denver area, please stop by on June 10th or 11th. I will be doing readings and book signings and things like that, and I will be at the US Game Systems booth. So how do you give your twin flame a fresh start? The first thing that you need to do is you need to set them free. And that means you need to package up all of the bad things that you have labeled around them, that you have projected onto them, and that you have been going through all these struggles with being able to see the good in them and the good in what they've brought to you and your mirrored reflection that they are pointing you towards you. By setting your twin flame is coming into a state of forgiveness, which ultimately means you're setting yourself free and that you really need to let go of the grudges and the stereotype concept that you have labeled around them, that you have attached to them. You have set up this belief system within yourself based on the interactions that you've had with them, that they are teaching you a truth within yourself, that truth has been an accumulation of what you've allowed yourself to believe in order to process what you're going through as you connect to more of yourself. Now, I know that's super deep, and I think that you might need to rewind this. In fact, I had to pause before this came out and ask the editor to cut this because I was downloading some really deep stuff. And when you look at the twin flame connection and you see it as the oneness of this unified energy, the key in this is that we are energetic beings and that we connect through our twin flame journey through energetic interactions that become the contrast, the polarity, and the unification within the own imbalance within ourselves. And so being out of balance with them, blaming them, focusing on all the bad, and not taking personal responsibility and being able to stand up in this truth, to look at the truth as in what you've learned from this, is quite honestly a gift. But for you to be able to let it go and set yourself free, you have to set them free. So there are 2 things that I'm going to invite you to do as an exercise for this section that came through just before I started recording this. The first thing is I want you to make a list of all of the lessons that you have learned from your twin flame. I want you to, in response to that, in that list, then kind of flip it and send them some love or detach from the part of yourself that they forced you to look at yourself because you weren't willing to see yourself that deep. And so in that reflection now, I want you to know that setting them free, to set yourself free, is literally letting go a version of yourself that needs to die, that you need to let go of you. So that packaging up this baggage and letting them go and setting them free is literally letting go of a side of yourself that you've been attached to that you have not wanted to release. So as a second part of that exercise, what I want you to do then is write your own eulogy. Okay, what would you say to your self. What do you see in yourself that you want to release in a eulogy? And imagine that side of you dying and being free. And if you feel so inclined, please share it below. But I also invite you to take that a next step forward and ask someone around you to write in a eulogy for you, and what would they say about you? Because you're not going to see like necessarily the good sides about you. You're only going to see the sides that necessarily you're releasing. So there's two parts in that. So I did this back in January, at the beginning of 2022, and I want to read to you what someone wrote about me. You are someone who is exemplary in never-ending faith and trust. Even when your days felt dark and your nights alone, no matter how deep the waters have felt where you have had to tread to keep yourself afloat, you always swam your way back to shore, navigating your way through your own inner compass, a candle in the wind that never blows out. You have taught others by showing them unconditional love and loving the way you would want to be loved, nothing less. You have lived life without judgment on others. You have fought for your vulnerabilities only to then discover the strength in the vulnerability and embrace your own as well as others. You have high standards, but you don't project that onto someone else. You've always seen the silver lining in everything. You're extremely generous as a spirit. And your faith in the happily ever after is what books could one day be written about. As you have lived your story, always with hope that fairy tales exist. And your biggest gift to others was that this never-ending hope, even when at times you're feeling pain in every cell of your own emotional body, you let go and you gave more to others from your own cup of love. May that cup always and eternally be ever flowing. You have left your energetic footprint on every soul that you have touched and have loved. So this is some really deep stuff. So I encourage you to take some time to go through this process and don't skimp over it. And as I said, please leave your eulogy that you've written for yourself below. I'd love to see it. And the second tip you can give your twin flame a fresh start is to see them happy. What we see in others is what exists in ourselves. And so if you're only seeing these bad things, these dark things, the negative things within your twin flame, then there's a side of you that exists and still within you that is the reflection of them. And so when you set them free, if you can fully put out into the essence of their higher self and their being, because remember, they're also energetic and they're also a soul and they also came here for lessons. This is not about this 3D dimensional reality that creates the pain you're experiencing. Remember, we're all human beings having a spiritual experience in our human being bodies. And with that, we bring from heaven to earth and within to without what it is that we are. So when we become happy and we live happy, then we can start to attract happy into our world and our vibration, because every emotion is a level of frequency. And so if you're not seeing them happy and you're wishing things upon them that is, you know, painful that you're experiencing, you're only feeding your own loop. You're only feeding your own cycle and you're creating more of what you don't want. So choose happiness for yourself and choose to see it in not just your twin flame, but everything and everyone around you. So the third tip for you to give your twin flame a fresh start is to make a no grudge policy. That is going to be something that I kind of already piggybacked on here, but it's so important to make it intentional that it is time to release your own grudges. Because if you have a grudge against them or anything that's not going your way and you're not taking responsibility, that says that within yourself, you are holding on to something and it is blocking you from experiencing exactly what it is you want when it comes to the love that we talked about at the beginning of this video. So it's going to be important for you to go within yourself in order to see on a regular basis, like, what is bothering you? What is all this chatter going on in your mind? Most of the time, these are assumptions that you're making and you're being triggered by something that is causing your mind to go into like the snowball effect that's creating an escalated version of what doesn't even exist. And then you're holding them accountable for your own stuff, your own baggage. So this is going to go back to letting go of the baggage. Setting them free is setting yourself free. So the fourth tip for you to give your twin flame a fresh start is to check in with your higher self often. And when you do that, don't just think of it as your higher self checking in with. Check in with your twin's higher self often. Communication tends to be one of the biggest issues in relationships, period. So you can not always go to say communication is one of the biggest issues in relationships, period. And so it's not always possible to go to your twin flame physically and share with them, talk to them, or communicate with them. Maybe even if it's possible in the 3D, maybe it is not the right time because they are going through their own stuff and they have things they're working on. And therefore, they're maybe putting you in a sense of reflecting deeper within yourself. So check in at your higher self. Ask your soul to show you, to connect with you, and to learn what it is that is bringing you in a state of contentment in this present moment, because it's going to be balancing the dichotomy between the, you know, the heaviness, the darkness, and then the light, and being at the highest version and the authentic self and all the joy and excitement about a new start. So, you know, every new start has an ending. And I invite you to look within and to decide you're going to put an end to your old ways of communicating. And that before you go forward, even if you are to go forward in the 3D, check into your higher self and say, is this necessary? How does this resonate? Is this coming from a place of love? Is it coming from a place of lack? Is it coming from a place that, you know, you've got anger or your own issues attached to it that you're projecting and that you need to know versus like you actually have to know? Because when you learn to communicate from the higher self, you can then communicate with your twin at that higher self. And from that place, you can resolve all issues. This is going to allow you to tap into your intuition and be able to discern within yourself what's truly important and where you should put your focus. And I'm not saying be disrespected here. Do not get me wrong. You do not deserve to be disrespected, and you have to stand up in that truth, and you have to speak that truth, and you need to not put yourself in those positions to be or stay taken advantage of or disrespected. However, it's going to be so important that you set boundaries, and even energetic boundaries in this case is what I'm talking about, so that from an energetic state, you can have this communication energetically, letting your twin know that, you know, this is not okay, and then choose not to be stuck to that energy, choose to let go of it. And I just want to add something here as I'm saying that, because I had a client reach out to me and asked me, how can I stop connecting to the energetic aspects or the energy taking on and transmuting and connecting and attaching to the energy of, say, a karmic that's connected to the twin flame? And what you can do in this case is you can basically do the same thing I'm saying here is, number one, stop resisting the connection energetically, because when you resist the connection, it persists and you're staying attached to it. But when you can then, and say, for instance, in a karmic situation, realize they're also a soul contract with the twin flame, they're also teaching them something, they're also mirroring something, and they are also ascension teachers that is teaching each other what they need for their own soul, and they're hitting that person in places you can't hit, then you stop attaching to the idea that you're taking on this energy, or they're doing something to you, or they're in the way. It's your projection that they're a problem that is causing you to stay attached to their energy. When you stop feeling connected to the energy that you feel like your twin or the karmic or anyone else is in the way or causing you pain or you suffering or your triggers, then you can no longer be attached to the idea that you're giving your power to them, which is keeping yourself attached to it, and make a conscious choice to choose to check in with the higher self and choose to even go to karmic's higher self and say, I want our soul contract to be over. I am willing to learn my lesson. I'm willing to release you with love and see them happy too. So the fifth thing that you can do to give your twin flame a fresh start is to focus on your future, to know that it is your choices, your desire that creates your destiny and your life. And there is a set of predestined contracts here, but know that we've reached this level of ascension that now says you are the creator. And what do you desire? What do you want in today? What do you want next month? What do you see your next year to look like? What do you want your life to be like in 5 years? And if you don't have some kind of an idea about these things, then you need to sit down and have a powwow with that higher self and be able to communicate and connect and ask to dissolve and dismantle all programs and things that are blocking you from connecting to the highest version so that you can then begin to feel intuitively connected to the energy of your highest version or your highest destiny or your reality that you desire so that you can reach those goals, you can attain those goals, you can connect to the intention of your soul. And this is going to allow you to then be able to focus on your future of what you want in a relationship is where I would do with this. And to know that not one person has to be responsible for that relationship or could fulfill the desire of that relationship until you believe, one, that you can have that relationship and that you start creating that relationship with yourself first. So I'm really excited to hear your feedback on this video because it hit me and came to me that there is no way you can have that fresh start for yourself if you don't give your twin flame a fresh start or anyone else that's been an ascension teacher, a catalyst, or anyone that's helped you get to this level, including parents, siblings, things like that. So it's going to be so important to give everyone around you a fresh start so that you can free yourself to be who it is who you came here to be at your highest state and highest version. So be sure and let me know in the comments what you have taken away from this video. And don't forget to get plugged in to the Restart Guidebook and sign up for the 10 Days Fresh Start Challenge. And make sure if you're interested in the card deck, you can order your deck below. And I hope to see you in Denver if you're in that area or in that surrounding area at the International New Age Trade Show that is going to be at the Denver Convention Center on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of June. I will be there on the 9th and the 10th doing readings and book signings, and I hope to see you there. And make sure that you get connected with me on Instagram or Facebook, where I've been posting more tips that will help you choose a fresh start. So may you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.